Udala guitar, yeah. It's a real guitar. It actually came out of a Hawk shop. We go to France and play in September and do a couple of shows over there. And we go play Paris because everybody likes to go, you know. And I don't want to really tour that much over there. I want to go to Paris and go surf a little bit. So I go, well, we'll play here if all you guys come here. So that's kind of the way we do Europe. There's a street down in the Pigalle section of Paris. Pigalle was always, you know, it was bars and hookers and discos, but also it was where all the musical instrument stores in Paris. I mean, there's streets and streets where you'll be in the piano block, and you'll be in the, there'll only be like contrabasses and horns. Amazing array of, and I can't think of in my travels any other place I've seen the way it used to be here, that there were big, big, specialized music stores that only sold horns or only sold pianos. And then you get way down to the end, and there's rock and roll. And they call that Rue de la Guitare. I was looking at stuff, and this guitar was sitting in the window. It's a D18 Martin. It was 1951, and we're just sitting up there. And I went in and picked it up. And the ironic thing was that years ago when I first started out and I went to Nashville to try to find my fortune and fame, I checked into the hotel the first time I got up there. And the first night there, I had a D18 Martin and a D28 12-string, and they were stolen out of my car. That was it. I had nothing else. I mean, I was devastated at the time. Never recovered, never got them back. As the years went by, I knew I couldn't get those back, but the very first Martin that I could ever afford, I knew I'd traded it in when I had to go play rock and roll. So I couldn't afford to have acoustic guitar and electric guitar. So I knew I'd traded in my old original Martin, and I've been trying to find the serial numbers for a long time. I knew the store. I knew the salesman. Billy Leach, if you're listening out there, let me know where my guitar is. And it was in New Orleans at a store called Whirlines, and I never was able to find it. So I went back and I bought this guitar thinking, well, I can't find mine, but it was so cool to play. It was all beat up, but it had an incredible tone to it. And I thought, you know, this is somebody else's trade-in. And because I found it in a Hawk shop, I had to do exactly the same thing 30 years ago. So I thought, this is maybe my yin and yang gift back. It's my favorite guitar, and that's what I'm playing on there. So when I finished the song and did it, somewhere along the line, I went to see Mark Knopfler, and we communicate, and I'm a huge fan, and fortunately, we're kind of friends now. And I told him the story, and I said, you know, and he had played on a couple of things of ours before, and I told him the story, and he said, God, he said, my favorite guitar is a 1931 D18, and he told me his story. And so he said, yeah, I'd love to play on it. We sent him the tracks, and he played on it, and that's the solo he does. As Max McAnally said, you know, normally you hear a Knopfler solo on an electric guitar, and you know it's him. But he said, even on a D18, you know this is Mark Knopfler playing. And so it was such a cool thing that he had a guitar story, and I had that one too. And I'm satisfied. I'm not looking for the stolen guitars or my first one anymore. I'm happy with my Rue de la guitar. So we'll listen to it. And then Mark Knopfler's favorite guitar, he played that one on this too. So it's a couple of D18s going at it. Rue de la Guitare.
A Sunday off in Gay Paris, I was bound for the sacred street. Gods that draw upon Montmartre, but not Rue de la Guitare. Mais pas Rue de la Guitare. Like melodies that never fade, be girls perform their masquerades. Pigalle is still a strange bazaar down on Rue de la Guitare. Rue de la Guitare. Windows filled with long lost dreams, unfinished songs on rusty strings. From Nazareth across the sea, she'd somehow caught up with me. Perfect accompli. I read the wood and felt the scars. He spoke of nights in smoky bars. How many songs, how many beers it cost her journey here. To hear a D-18 played light but clear. Music still lives in shops and bars along Rue de la Guitare. Rue de la Guitare. Now over here people say, comment ça va, monsieur Buffet? En verre de vin, une chanson à jouer. Vie, rue de la guitare.